Welcome to Missionary Monday, where we talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences living in the mission field. I will also share some missionary stories with you, and we'll hear testimonies of how God has used people just like you and me to tell others about Jesus. I can't wait to get started. How about you? Today, I have a young man with me who has lots of experience, not just in one mission field, but in several mission fields. Jackson's 14 years old, and he's lived all around the world, but I'm going to let him tell you about it. So, Jackson, tell me, how many different countries have you been a missionary in?
We have been a missionary in 2 different countries, and 3 if you're counting the United States. We lived on the Navajo Reservation in the United States.
Yeah, so that's where I met Jackson and his family when my husband and I moved out here to the Navajo Nation, which you've heard me tell a lot about in stories and everything in the podcast. So that's where I met Jackson and his family. And after we came here, then they ended up moving somewhere else. So Jackson, where did you move to?
We moved to Guyana, South America.
To Guyana, South America. This is pretty cool because I haven't interviewed so far anyone from South America. So this is pretty neat. So what was it like there? Were you like in the city? Were you in a village? How did you get there? Tell me a little bit about what it was like in Guyana.
We were pretty far out in the country. To get there, we flew in from the States. So we drove about an hour from the city to the ferry, which from there we went across the 10-mile river. It took about 2 hours.
10 miles across?
Yes.
Wow, that's a really, really wide river.
Yeah, there was a lot of islands in it, some very big islands, but it was a very big river, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you took the ferry across the big, giant river, and then what would you do?
From there, we took a smaller, faster boat up a smaller river, and then from there, we either walked or rode a tractor for the 2 miles to our house in the jungle.
Wow. That is quite the ordeal just to get to your house where you live. So with your house, then, did you have, like, running water or electricity? What was it like living out there in the jungle?
Yeah, we had solar panels that my dad and I rigged up. We had electricity. There wasn't one. There wasn't any when we got there. We got some bigger water tanks to collect water. Uh-huh. And we also pumped water up from a spring that we had. There was a little incline there. So
you would collect rainwater. Did it rain a lot there?
When it rained, it poured, but there was times where it didn't rain, but it rained a lot, yeah.
So it was like a rainy season and a dry season?
Sort of, yeah.
What was the food like there when you would eat? Was there some pretty good food, or was it just typical burgers and fries?
It was really good food. They had a dish called chana, with garbanzo beans in it. Some people call them chickpeas.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of mashed that up with different vegetables, shredded carrots, some other things. It was really good. It was kind of like a curry.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Did they eat a lot of rice there too?
Yeah. They had another dish called cook up where they put black-eyed peas and rice together.
Wow. Oh man, you are making me hungry when I just ate. That sounds so good. Well, a lot of times when we think of the jungle, we think like fruit. Was there any kind of fruit you really enjoyed?
Yeah. I am a fruit lover, so I love pretty much all fruits.
Uh-huh.
There was mangoes, papayas, pineapples, some really good different varieties of pineapples.
Wow.
They had some other fruits. One was called soursop. It's about the size of a football. It's green and has little spikes all over it. And that's a really, really good fruit. Kind of like a custard, I guess you would say, around the seeds.
Okay. And you eat the kind of the meat part around those big seeds?
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds really, really good. So you've lived in Guyana, you've lived on the Navajo Nation, and you've lived in Papua New Guinea, which is just north of Australia. So what was your favorite place to live and why?
I really liked living in Guyana.
Okay.
I had a lot more freedom there because when we lived in Papua New Guinea, we lived in a city. and the Navajo Reservation. We also lived in a town. I mean, it wasn't a big city, but where we lived, we didn't even have a village where we lived. So we were out there in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
It was real, a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what led you out to Guyana? What was your family doing in Guyana?
My dad was a pilot. So he went out there to fly the planes, do medevac flights into the interior.
So he was like a mission pilot, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that never really got up and running because they had a crash about 6 months into our stay there. So, But most of the time we spent there was working on the airstrip.
Okay. So, Jackson, what has been something funny that has happened in the mission field that you've experienced or that your family's experienced that you would like to share?
Yeah. So when we were in Papua New Guinea, I don't remember too much when we were there, but I do remember some things that stood out to me. And when we would go to the market, all the ladies would put their fruits and vegetables on the ground on little tarps that they had. And so there was these pigs that lived in the market, and they just kind of snorted around and stomped around.
Yeah.
But one day a pig came up to one of the ladies' fruits and vegetables and started eating them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, very gross. And so she took one of the vegetables and she slotted it on the backside and it ran away snorting and squealing, but yeah.
Wow, that's hilarious. Like, here you have these pigs that are just running, like, free range. They're just running around. Mm-hmm. And then they see this market, and it's a market that, you know, they put their fruits and their vegetables out. It's, in a pig's eyes, it's like, oh, it's my buffet.
Yeah.
I'll just come and eat. And she goes and swats it with her vegetables. That's pretty funny. Wow.
Yeah, and to me, these pigs were giants when I was there because I was little, so they were bigger than me. So some of them had a mean streak in them. Most were pretty, just minded their own business.
Yeah. Were these pigs wild or were they, like, raised by families?
They were tame.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But that is another story. When we were in Guyana, we did get attacked by hogs.
You got attacked by hogs?
Yeah, I should have said we walked into them, and they weren't too happy about that. We walked into their territory unknowingly. We were exploring. One of our favorite things to do there was explore. They had tons of logging roads, because logging is a big thing they do there. But so we walked kind of into this little trap the pigs had laid. I'm not sure. We walked in, and there was pigs on either side of the road. We were walking on a dead-end road, so they actually went on the only outlet to the road they stood in, and so we kind of just stood there and prayed, and eventually they ran off. Yeah, but we got a pretty up-close look at them. Pretty frightening.
Wow. Yeah, so basically they blocked your exit and stood there, and it's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
And so you guys thought to pray and Jesus helped to protect you, and that they ended up leaving.
Yes.
Wow. That is such a neat story.
So we ran the whole way home.
I bet. I'd be like, all right, let's get out of here. Yeah. Let's go, go, go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what is a story about how God has used you to make a difference in the lives of those around you?
One thing we always do when we go into a mission field is we generally just spend our time there making friends with the people first, and then tell them about, do Bible studies, tell them about God.
Right. Yeah. And I'll tell you, there's a couple ladies that just come to mind. They're still, like, to this day, they still ask about you. And we've talked about how, wow, you know, Jackson and his family, they just really embraced the people, and they loved on them, and they were friends with them, and they helped them, and they made sure that they were there for them and showing Jesus to them. And because of that, they were baptized and they were coming to church and able to learn about God because of that. And that's so important. I think what you touch on is friendship evangelism, of being friends with those around you and able to help them to know what Jesus is like through your actions.
Yes.
And, you know, boys and girls, you don't have to go to another country to do this. You don't have to travel by plane and then ferry and boat and car and motorcycle and tractor. You don't have to do that. You can look around you each and every day for people that need a friend, because that's where it starts, is with a friendship.
Yes.
Wow. So, Jackson, would you encourage other people to be a missionary?
Yes, very much so.
Why? What do you see it being valuable for them?
I think it's a very good experience for kids to kind of get out of their shell or their inner mm-hmm. circle and to learn about other cultures and make friends for God's kingdom.
Yeah, I love what you said. To be able to just get out there, learn about different cultures, be able to experience those different cultures and sharing Jesus. And you know, boys and girls, when we share Jesus with others, they are going to have the opportunity to choose him. And Jesus is coming soon. And we want to tell everyone around us that he's coming, and we want them to be ready.
Yes.
Wow. So, Jackson, thank you so much for sharing your experience and some stories and telling us a little bit about what it was like to be a missionary. And we look forward to hearing what ends up happening in your future and where you end up going and how God leads you. But thank you so much for sharing.
Yes, thank you.
We're so glad you joined us today. If you want to find more programs and activities, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. Don't forget to start each and every day with Jesus.